Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City. The incoming president of the American Sheep Industry Council runs the largest shipping goat auction in the nation. Benny Cox is based in San Angelo, Texas.
We're a family-owned business in the auction business, and we also ranch a good deal. We do both sheep and cattle. And again, like I stated, we are the largest market in the nation. We're an ethnic-driven market now, so there's been a lot of change. I've been there 50 years, been a lot of changes in 50 years, the complexion of this business, for sure.
What would you say are the most significant changes in those 50 years?
The 1990s were a big turning point for the sheep business and the goat business as well. The sheep business changed because the wool and mohair incentive went away. We sold hundreds of thousands. We sold from 200,000 to 300,000 slaughter ewes and bucks that were going to Old Mexico from states all across the U.S. Of course, we're only 160 miles away from the export pens there in Del Rio, Texas. And so that was one of the biggest changes I've seen. And then with the mohair and wool incentive, you know, the mohair, the Angora goats, we had a lot of Angora goats in Texas. When that incentive went away, those goats, people didn't just sell out of the Angora goats. They put meat goats on them and bred all the hair off of them. That exact same thing has happened in our part of the world. Since 2010, we bred a lot of the wool off the sheep in Texas. Now, when you go to the western parts of the United States, western and northwestern part, where they use, where probably about 40% of the actual sheep numbers are, they're still wool sheep, predominantly.
Now, as far as the ebb and flow of that demand, whether it's for wool or for the food supply, are you seeing the one trend higher and the other lower? Are they kind of cyclical? Or as far as just demand in general, where how would you assess that?
Well, I think demand in all aspects are actually on the increase. The wool market has been better in the last year and a half than ever before. The prices on wool have been great. You know, we'll see what happens. Over 70% of our wool goes across the waters and is processed. China takes a lot of that. Of course, labor is an issue, and first one thing and another. And the demand, of course, for wool was the big deal up until World War II. Then the focus changed to meat production. And the ethnic change in the market where the Middle Easterns that come over here that were accustomed to eating sheep or goat, I mean, they are, like I say, we're an ethnic-driven market now. Most of those go directly to a slaughter channel somewhere. They don't go to a feedlot system like our wool sheep do that are killed at, and a traditional market is the term they would use, that are killed at your Superior Farms and Mountain States Rose and used to be Swift and Company and Wolverine and things of that nature. So we've seen a lot of changes, and you just got to change with the time to make things work. And we're sitting here at the booth next door to American Lamb. They insist that there's been an increased demand by millennials and then the Middle Eastern people for lamb consumption. Of course, they're totally driven for lamb promotion. And they know, they've done all those research projects, and they know that the demand has picked up. We just have to take advantage of all aspects of the market.
It's really interesting to hear about that evolution, and I'm curious about the number of producers that are out there right now as far as the number. Is that going up too?
No, it's actually changed a little bit, but we're still talking. They talk like 88,000 different farms and ranches. I say over 80,000, so I think I'm safe there. That number has declined some, but you see a lot of people that are at retirement age that have small flocks of sheep or goats, and because it's pretty friendly to them. You know, they can handle those instead of, you know, the cattle deal and whatnot. So a lot of these little farm projects where people have gone back to land that they've either held or purchased for retirement, a lot of people got in that business. As you go to the Northeast, you see a lot of these farmers markets, and a lot of people sell their product through those farmer markets. It's an up and growing thing for people to tend to. You know, a lot of people are, and there's actually people that are spinners that sell their woolen products through those. We don't have them big in our part of the world, but I understand that they're a lot bigger as you go to the Northeast.
You talked about trade already and the significance of that, but what about from a policy standpoint, like say the farm bill and maybe getting a new farm bill in the lame duck?
Well, you know, this will be the friendliest to agriculture, especially the sheep business, in three decades. This will be the friendliest farm bill. We hope that it comes to pass, you know, before we get through the end of the year. And maybe that's just hopeful thinking, but we really pushed hard to get a lot of things accepted, you know, not just the sheep industry, but ag business, like the foot and mouth disease vaccine program. Foot and mouth broke out, it'd be devastating. You know, billions of dollars lost in production. We've got a minor use species drug program that's going to be and hopefully funded. There's a lot of things that we go over there and fight for. We always support wildlife services and support for them, because predation is it's the most expensive thing that we have in production for sheep and goats or small ruminants next to feed. And so there's a lot of things we put. We are the legislative branch for all these people, and we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort in D.C. We're back and forth there. Spring, we have a big drive, and people from all over the U.S. that are members of our group come and talk to senators and congressmen, and, you know, and we fight the battle.
Anything else today, Benny, that you want to make sure we talk about?
Well, you said something about trade. The one thing I will say, in 2003, we had, with that BSE case, they shut down export, and cattle, pork, and lamb overnight. They opened up beef and pork long before now. We just in the last year established, we actually opened up the market to Taiwan about a year ago. Japan opened up July the 11th. And they're very important to us because they're a white tablecloth, if you will, the high-end cuts, you know, your loins, your racks and whatnot. So they're very important to us. And we're excited that the Farm Market Trade Group has worked on that. We've got it open. That's one thing we've fought for the last, you know, going on 15 years. So we're excited about that.
That's Benny Cox with the American Sheep Industry Council. Reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Mark Dorenkamp for Brownfield.